This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue.
Thanks for tuning in to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're not here this week. We have a best of, so stay tuned. Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we've got about an hour left in the show. So give us a call here, 855-660-4261. We do have a number of callers on the line, so we're going to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Lucas is in New Hampshire.
Lucas, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
We're going to deal with the decision that just came
on
in New Good morning. Lucas, can you turn the radio down in the background for me?
Yeah, sure.
All right. How can we help you today, bud?
So, we were planning on planting some blueberries this year, and everything we had, it got wet and froze. Would they still be able to be planted?
So they should be able to. You want them to stay frozen. That's the thing, right? Stay frozen during the winter versus the freeze-thaw. So what I would do, as soon as spring hits and the ground is starting to warm up, take a look at them and see, you know, are the roots viable? You can tell, are the roots white? Are they, you know, maybe a little tan, a little yellowy? They should be all right. Scratching some of the bark to see if on the bark of the trunk it actually has some green underneath it. So you can just use your thumbnail, scratch a little bit, and see if you see green. If you see green, perfect, it's ready to go and you can plant it in there. The one thing I just want to suggest when it comes to blueberries, they love acidic soil. So they want acidity in that soil, so make sure that you use some soil acidifier. To make sure it's that the pH is lower. We're looking for a low pH on there. That's one of the biggest things to help with blueberries. And also, a lot of them are self-pollinating, but having multiple varieties or multiple of the same will help bring a bigger production for you in the end there. But it's not a bad thing that they froze. You want them to just stay frozen during the winter. It's that freeze-thaw effect that could really affect them. So take a look at them this spring as soon as the ground starts to thaw and see how it's doing. I think you could be all right.
All right.
All right, Lucas, good luck. You too. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And just because things froze out there doesn't mean they won't come back. We want that consistent freeze, right? We talk about with the snow cover, having that snow cover on the ground, it keeps our roots insulated. So could have done the same exact thing. So let's hope that happened for Lucas there. Now we do have some more calls. So Nathan, who's up next?
Jerry's in Louisiana.
Jerry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, so what type of fertilizer would I have to put around the daffodils?
So for daffodils, are they the ones that you planted a good amount of time before? Or?
Well, they've been in the ground for a few years.
Okay. Yeah.
And
so
they're not doing as well as they should.
Well, so some daffodils, after a few years, will stop producing as much. What I'd like to see you do is you could add like a bulb tone or like bone meal into the soil to help feed those daffodils in the soil. So you're just really mixing it in the first couple inches to get it down in that area. What I would also look at doing once the ground, well, you're in Louisiana, I don't think it's completely like frozen or it's still diggable. Use something like a fish fertilizer when you start to see some of the leaves start to form. Something like a Neptune's Harvest or a Dram fish fertilizer. Those would be fine. Or look, you know, if you want to go with a granular form, with something with a little bit more to help develop some more shoots, maybe use like a 5-10-5 granular. And you really, the area that those would be in, scratch the surface, put the fertilizer down, and then cover it up, water it in. That would work. So there's a number of options. I might go with like the combination of using either the bulb tone and the 5-10-5, or the 5-10-5, and then add that fish emulsion, like a Neptune's Harvest, or one of those. It's like a fish fertilizer. That would do well for you.
Okay. Well, what about, I've seen people use a cottonseed meal put down on the plant and stuff like that.
Okay. I mean, you can use the cottonseed meal. With the cottonseed meal, the fertilizer to it is, there's not a lot to it. It's, I'd have to look at a bag to see, I know Espoma carries one. So they eat, with the cottonseed meal, I believe it is, I'm trying to get the specs here. It's a 6-2-1, so it's more nitrogen in there. The cottonseed meal would be fine as like a just like an all-purpose type. But I think what we're looking to do to help feed them a little bit more would be to have that middle number be a little higher to help with the roots and the shoots on them. So to get them to keep going. The other thing I would just suggest is because after a number of years, some daffodils will just not produce as much or not produce. Mixing in some new daffodils, daffodil bulbs into the area so that you have different seasons, a different year bulbs in there. So some are going to be new, some are going to be 2-year-old, etc. Because once they hit a certain age, sometimes they kind of just, they're done. And they've reproduced elsewhere in the bed. And they just won't be as productive. So that's why, you know, that's one other suggestion is mix a few in there. I'm not talking take anything out. Just put a few in if you can, just to add to it.
Right. Okay. There's another flower that blooms the same time they do, and they're white. And I don't know, I guess they might be a daffodil.
So there are some white daffodils. Are they the same look to them, or do they kind of almost like hang down a little bit?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. I believe that's a Siberica, I believe, is what it would be. Is it, so do the leaves kind of look like a tulip leaf, or do they look like the daffodil leaf?
Like flare out wide.
Flare out? Okay. I think it's called a cilia bulb. They have sometimes purple, but they do have a white as well. They're smaller flowers. The flowers kind of spread out. They're not one full like cup type flower, right? They're like spread out a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I think what you have is a cilia, which it doesn't get as tall. but you could definitely feed it with the same. It's in the lily family, if I remember it correctly.
They bloom the same time as the hyacinth do.
So it would definitely be a cilia. It's in the same family as the lily. They do come in multiple colors. They come in blues. They come in whites. I think I've seen some pinks. excuse me. I'm trying to think what else. I mean, you could use the same exact fertilizers that you would do with the tulips. And those would be ones that I would add some of the same in there to get new ones. Those will take a number of years to die back. They're not as they don't die back as quickly, if you will, as like a daffodil. But it's a nice mixture in there, and just adding some of those in might be nice to get some different colors to them.
We had some 65-degree weather here back in January, and I've seen over around the parishes, I think a lot of them started to bloom.
Yep.
And when the snow come in this week.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, so they, you know, I think they're going to be okay long term. The snow is going to shock them a bit, but you might see some come back. I'd definitely try to plant a few just so you can continue that, but I think they will come back. I get hit a break. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime,
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey there, gardeners. We're not here this week. You're listening to a best of version, but we'll be back soon to answer all your gardening questions. And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Some more calls on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Rosie is in Newmarket.
Rosie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering what advice you had going into this spring season regarding the Asian jumping worms that have become invasive in a lot of states.
Move.
You can't move.
I know. I'm just kidding. There's not a lot to them, you know, that to combat it right now. So this is something that not a lot of people have all the information about. These, last I looked, last season, they were looking at some sort of trap, right? A trap that would catch them, because the thing is, they look like earthworms.
Yeah, and to that point, Patrick, I think it would be advisable for all gardeners when they start getting out in the garden in the spring, is to every worm they see, no matter what size, is to stick them in a plastic container and dispose of them at the end of your gardening day. That's the only way to prevent the young worms from maturing and laying the egg sacs that survive in the winter and come out in the springtime. That's the only way to do it. Never mind identifying even the European earthworm is an invasive species, but it happens to be great for the soil. But we're gonna have basically no forest. It can really deplete the top 4 inches. Sapling seeds won't take. It's really a big problem. And I think if gardeners are aware of it and pull all those worms out, everyone they see, and dispose of them, so they don't mature and lay eggs. That's one way that we could hopefully get rid of them. Because the only thing that really does anything is tea seed meal that used to be an early bird fertilizer.
Yeah.
And now from what I understand, is not being sold. It was manufactured in Maine because it was listed as an organic, and you can't have an organic that's going to kill anything. So seeing how it was killing these worms, they stopped producing it because they would have to relabel it. And it's even affecting the salamanders, which, I mean, there's an article in the Discover August 18th, magazine that tells you how these salamanders are being affected by these. And I mean, the salamanders sequester about 80 tons of carbon. That's equivalent to driving 650,000 cars. So these worms really, we have to find a way. And I don't know if a trap is going to do anything to get them, because they're usually... I, in my mind as a gardener, I don't see how a trap would be able to... have you heard of the mechanics of this trap or how it's going to work?
Yeah, so it was in its early stages just to try and see what they could do, because it was... it. You never could really tell what it was, and it was trying to get as many of these worms out of the soil as possible is what it's looking to do. So the thing is... You know, there's one major difference between the jumping worm and the earthworm that you would normally see in the soil is that white band. So they both have the band on the worm itself, but the Japanese, I believe the jumping worm, has that white band on it. And as you said, it just, I mean, it takes over an area, and what it does is it creates, it looks like it's earthworm castings. What it's done to the soil, it technically is earthworm castings, but they stay so compact, they're no use to the soil, and it just kills the soil around it. And as you said, it will kill seedlings, saplings, those types of things in there. Really, they don't have a way to kill them. Right now, it's removing is the best thing.
So just a call out to all those gardeners. Any worm you see in your garden this spring, take it out, destroy it, and hopefully it'll help control the population.
Definitely. It is something to be thinking about, and I appreciate you bringing it up, Rosie, because it is something you kind of just, unless you see it, you forget about it. So thank you for doing that.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thanks for tuning in to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're not here this week. We have a best of, so stay tuned. Garden Club, you have a few guests on the line, so we're going to go right to the questions we have. So Nathan, who's up next?
Dan's in Louisiana.
Dan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I'm having problems with morning glory vines and elderberry bushes. And I have a second question after that.
Okay, what seems to be the problem with the morning glory vines?
They have taken over my yard, my plants, everything. They've just about killed my fig tree. They're growing on top of it and so forth.
Okay. Now, I'm trying to think here. So it's the morning glory has kind of gone everything, and you said it was, what was the other one, elderberry?
Yes, the elderberry trees. I can take care of those. I'll just cut them down. But the vine is really bothering me.
Now, can you see where the areas are where it's just the plant, or is it only on top of plants, and that's where, you know, it's
no,
kind
no,
of...
No, it comes out the ground all over the place. It's this is my neighbor's vine, really, but she's been trying to kill it on her side, and all it has done is come on my side.
Okay. Reason why I'm asking is because there are different ways to do it if you didn't want to kill what's underneath it. So that's why I was double checking here.
Well,
so what?
Some places I can use some pretty strong stuff. You know, I have a fence in the back that has next to the garage, and I don't grow anything back there. I can't even get back there to hardly cut the grass. And so it wouldn't bother me if I killed anything under that. But so, I wouldn't like to kill under the fig tree, of course.
So there is a brush killer from Bonide called Brush Killer BK32, okay?
Yes.
That product right there is a heavy-duty brush killer. So you can spray it all over all those vines, and it will kill it. If you're spraying it on to where the fig tree is, it could kill the fig tree. So we don't want to spray it there, right?
Right.
So what I'd like to see you do is spray any weeds that you can. The area like your fig tree where the vine is underneath it,
yes, sir.
You're going to have to pull up what's on the ground there, and what I'd want you to use afterwards is use Preen. So Preen is a pre-emergent killer.
that you, it's a granular that you put on the soil that won't allow the morning glories or whatever weed to regrow underneath it. So it's, you can find it at a local garden center or even some other stores.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
So what I'd want you to do is rip up that area, then use the preen as the weed preventer there. And you can do that in both areas, but when it grows onto a plant, sometimes these vines, they'll leach off the plant, right?
Right.
Another one that's typical to it is another vine called Dodder, D-O-D-D-E-R, which kind of looks like that morning glory, has that pink, that like pink flower to it, and will feed off of your plants. So one of the only ways to really prevent it is using this preen on the soil and then spraying it with like a brush killer, a heavy duty brush killer. And I like to use the BK 32 from Bonide. It's one of my favorites for that type of vine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And that will not hurt the fig tree, huh?
So the BK killer will hurt the fig tree if it's sprayed onto it.
Yeah,
right.
But on the soil, if I just put it on the soil and not let it hit the foliage on the fig tree.
Yeah, so we're looking, you want it, it's a contact killer, right? So right. It sprays onto it and will kill to the root that way. What I'd want you to do is just take a look if there's foliage that's low, that's going to be near it when you spray. Get some cardboard or something along, or like plastic to wrap the tree
yes.
so it's not getting hit
yes.
there.
Yes.
Because what this will do is it'll take it down to the roots, and it won't, the roots around it won't take it up into the surrounding trees or ornamental
mm-hmm.
trees. So it's perfect for what you're looking to do. It's
good.
It's a foliage, so it absorbs it in the foliage. So if you hit the fig tree with some of the foliage, it's going to absorb into the fig tree. So
yeah.
I don't want that to happen. So, you know, is it a tarp? Is it plastic? Is it cardboard? Is it something just to protect when you're spraying? Take
yes.
a look at doing something like that.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Is that similar to Roundup, that if it's okay if it hits like the trunk, but as long as it doesn't hit the foliage?
It is similar. This one is a little bit more specific for like vines, and this
good.
Has more specific technology, so it won't be absorbed as easily into like a, so with the glossophate that comes in, it will go into the soil a bit and leach out that way, where in some of it can get into the different root systems around. Whereas this one is, the way it's manufactured and built is so it won't go into the surrounding roots, and that's what you're looking to do.
And it's BK33, that's by Bonide?
Bonide, and it's
Bonide.
BK32.
Okay.
So what the best way to find out where you can get it, you go to their website. It's bonide.com. So it's BONIDE.com. They have a dealer locator where you can put in your zip code and
yes,
find
sir.
Out where it is so you can get it. But again, it's a brush killer called BK32 from Bonide.
And if I cut back that elderberry as it grows up and I sprayed it with that same stuff, it'll probably take care of that one too then.
It does. It's a heavier duty one. What you can do on this product as well is, say you find some of the main areas where it's come out, where the trunk is a little bit thicker, right? Where
mm-hmm.
coming out of the ground,
mm-hmm.
you can cut that low, right? And then paint this brush killer onto that open wound.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll absorb quicker into the root system so that you're actually having a stronger kill on the elderberry.
Yes, because I would say a small tree, if I cut it down and wanted to kill the trunk, I would just paint the trunk.
Exactly. You want it, mm-hmm. and you want it to be a fresh cut.
Yes.
You don't want to, you know, cut it and then come back to it. Because
yes.
just like you or I, when we get a fresh cut, we want to try and clean it up as quick as possible, put that, you know, some bacitracin
yes.
or something to heal it.
Yes.
That tree's trying to heal, but you're just going to trick it by using that brush killer to think that you're trying to seal it and to help it when you're actually trying to kill it.
That's very good information, but thank you very much. But can I ask one quick
sure.
question?
Sure, yeah.
I have a kumquat tree that Yeah, you know, I'm from Louisiana down almost to the coast. It's called Metairie, Louisiana, outside of New Orleans. Anyway, the 2 years ago, we had that hard freeze, and this little tree was knocked back about at least two-thirds of it was frozen, and one-third has really been fighting to stay alive. And I have a lot of new green on two main branches, and I lost about maybe five or six main branches. What can I do to really kind of give it a boost, like say maybe and a human would be a vitamin coming back on a person who was sick. This is a very sick tree, and I'd like to do as much as I can. I put some AAA down already for it because I know the end of January and early February is the time. And I went out even past the parts that had died, thinking that perhaps the roots were still alive down there. So I fertilized it real well, but I was just wondering if there's some kind of like in a human, it would be a tonic that could jack him up a little bit.
So there's a product from one of our sponsors called Natural Alternative. The product's called Protolizer.
Spell it for me, please.
It's a P-R-O.
Okay.
T-I-L-I-Z-E-R.
Okay, fertilizer, better pro.
So it's Protolizer.
Yes.
Yep. All right. And you go to naturalalternative.com. And their website, you can buy it right from there. This Protolizer is exactly what you're looking for. It's like vitamins for plants. It's an additive.
Number for the computer again.
So their website is naturalalternative.com.
Yes. Natural,
or you can call them. Their phone number.
That's good.
Is 888-546-5941. All right. And just when you call, let them know you're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club. They'll actually send free shipping, and there'll be a little bit of a discount there, too, for you.
Let me give you a number back again, please. 888-546-5941.
Perfect.
Good.
So you'll give them a call tomorrow. You can call today, but they're not there. You'd have to leave a message. But I'd call tomorrow, and they'll definitely want you to be using some Protolizer, and they'll tell you everything you need to know and how much to use on it. It's probably going to be something you're going to want to do every 2 weeks for like three applications, and then from there go to once a month. And I think that will really turn that kumquat into that thriving tree that you had prior.
Man, I hope so. This has been my baby for about 10 or 12 years now, and I hate to see it die.
Well, I'd love to hear, you know, how it works out for you, especially if you use that Protolizer. I think it's going to be very successful for you. So definitely keep us posted.
I will do that. One other thing, please. Where are you located? Where are you calling?
I'm actually in Massachusetts, north of Boston.
Oh, you're too far from me, huh?
Yeah, I'm a plane ride down there.
But maybe you were in Florida and you would know more about the southern part down here.
Well, I have family down there, so I know a little bit about all over, but a lot of times when it comes to plants, they all need a lot of the same things, right? It's just a different variety of plant. So you can take some of the same things, even if it was in Canada, all the way down to, you know, to Louisiana to have those same ideas. So I think we can definitely help out for you in the future too.
Thank you very much. I guess that's just kind of like castor oil, huh? Works everywhere.
Exactly. All right.
Thank you so much. You've been a big help.
No problem. Have a great one. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
All right. We do have some more calls on the line. I want to get right to the next one. Nathan, who's up next?
I want to bring Barbara on because she had a short question. She's in Massachusetts.
All right. Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have an article about your dad that was in the Cape Cod Times, I don't know, way back when he was with RKO in Boston.
Yep.
And I'd like to send it to you. I found it in one of my books.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Can I send it to Mahoney's in Chelmsford?
Well, I'm in the one in Winchester.
Oh, you're
so you
in
can
Winchester.
Send it to the you can send it to the Winchester location.
What's the street address there?
It's 242 Cambridge Street.
Okay.
And that's in Winchester, Mass.
Okay, I can do that. I think you'd enjoy the article. It's a big picture of your dad. And
I think
he had come to the Cape to talk to the people down here.
That's awesome. That would be incredible. I would appreciate that. Now, I would definitely post that up online for everyone to see.
Okay, it's a big article.
That's awesome. Those are things I love to hear about. I remember the picture. If it's the exact picture I'm thinking about, he's got the curly hair. It's just his old photo with the microphone. I love that.
The picture of him with the curly hair and the glasses, and he's got a T-shirt on that says USA with a flag.
Oh yeah, he was loved the USA, loved America. July 4th was like his birthday. All right. Barbara, thank you for that so much.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to wrap the show up. We do have one more call to finish it up, I believe. So we're going to do that on the other side of the break. So we'll see you in a couple.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com.
www.ccn.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Just a note for you, the gardener. We're off today. We'll be back next week. And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We've got a couple calls in line, so I'll try to get to them both. Nathan, who's up next?
Betty's in math.
Betty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you very much, Patrick, for taking my call. You know, my son gave me a beautiful bouquet of tulips for Valentine's Day. And a friend of mine told me that I should put coins in the water, like a penny or a nickel. And so I did that, but I didn't really know what I should put in the water. So I put one penny, one nickel, one dime, and one quarter. And I'll tell you, it seemed to work. Now, I think he bought the bouquet of tulips in Mahoney's in Tewksbury. So, but it worked. And then I thought, well, I'm going to ask Patrick Parent whether coins, if you know, especially with tulips, because I have bought tulips at Market Basket, and sometimes they just don't last that long, or they fall over a little bit, and then I thought, well, I'm going to call you to ask you, have you ever heard of this?
So I've heard of the penny. Penny's the one
penny.
That...
Oh, okay, that's good. That's good. Because I couldn't decide. So I had all these coins, and I said, I'm just going to stick them in the vase.
Yeah, no, so the penny is the one that I have heard that does it. What it does is you put it in the water prior to putting it in the tulips into the water. Right. Let it sit for a little bit. Then cut the tulips...
Right.
Prior to putting them in the water, and then put them in there, and then within an hour, it kind of keeps them growing straight. Really, what it helps is just holds them in place.
Oh, okay. And you leave the penny in, right?
Yeah, you can leave the penny in. It's not going to...
Yeah, I thought maybe it's the quality of the tulips, because they just look so great right now, you know?
So yeah, no, it has a little bit to do with just the penny itself.
Okay.
Nothing crazy, not going to affect anything, but this just helps keep them standing straight up for you.
Oh, that's so wonderful, because, you know, then I used to ask, several years ago, I asked your dad about paper white narcissus, and the leaves of the paper white would fall over. They grew so tall, and I think he told me if I put in like either vodka or gin, just a little about of the liquor in the vase. In the pot where I just treated them. That it seemed to work very, very nicely.
Yeah, I believe it is vodka on them. I think it's vodka. Yeah, it is vodka that will do it. That alcohol helps keep them stay up more.
Yeah, it certainly did. Yeah. Okay, so thank you so much, Patrick.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day.
True. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, let's try to get another one in.
George is in Sandwich.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
How you doing, Patrick?
All right, you?
I planted a peach tree 4 years ago.
Okay.
And the first, I'm sort of near the ocean. Maybe it's too damp, but the first year I had beautiful peaches, and the day before they were ripe, they turned brown and mushy. Someone said it's brown rot.
Could be.
Now, I had my chainsaw running this morning to cut it down, and I heard your show in my shed, so I said, well, maybe there's hope.
There might be. So now, you know, sometimes those things will happen. Are you seeing any damage elsewhere on the plant, or was it just the fruit?
Well, there's a crotch in the middle of the tree, and that had sort of not split, but it become covered with like a goo, brown goo, but that is sort of healed up.
Okay.
I just noticed.
Yep.
It's maybe 10 foot tall, maybe four inch diameter, something like that.
Gotcha. So I'd be using a product. There's a 3-in-1 spray that's organic. It's a tomato vegetable. There's, I think it says tomato vegetable 3-in-1. It's sulfurs, whatnot. I think that would help you on your tree to help make it thrive a little bit more. What I'd also look for you to do is to fertilize it this spring with a tree tone. Heavily, and then fertilize again in the fall to try and get it going. I think those are...
When do I spray it?
You'll spray it a couple times once as the buds start to form, after it flowers, and then a couple times. It's actually on the back of the bag. It'll tell you exactly what to do. All right?
Great. I'll let you know. Thanks.
Have a great one. All right, guys. Hey, be good to each other and get out there and plant something. We'll see you next week.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.